Once upon a time, there was a boy who loved pancakes. And he loved spreading really, really sweet things all over his pancakes. That was what made them taste especially yummy for him. And he tried honey, and he tried jam. He tried sugar, he'd even tried chocolate spread. But he tried all these things, you see, and he wanted to try something else. Something that was really, really sweet. And he thought for a while, and he wondered what else he could think of and what else might be in the cupboard. And although he searched the cupboard, he couldn't find a single thing. And then he suddenly remembered the one time his mummy had told him that love was the sweetest thing of all. Love, he thought to himself. Well, love, then I want some love to spread on my pancake. If it's the sweetest thing, whoa, it's going to taste great. So he went to his mummy. And he said, "Mum, Mum, Mum, can I have some love, please?" And his mum, she said, "Oh, my baby, come here." And she covered him with big, sloppy, wet kisses. And she said, "I love you so much." And he, "I don't want to be kissed. I just want some love for my pancake." "For your pancake?" said his mum. "Yes, I want to spread the love on my pancake because you said it was sweet." She said, "That's ridiculous. You can't spread love on a pancake." Well, he was already off to find someone else who might be able to help him. And he went to his dad. He said, "Dad, can I have some love?" And his dad said, "Oh, my boy, come here." And he clasped him to his chest and he hugged him and was about to kiss him. And the boy said, "No, I don't want to be kissed. I just want some love for my pancake." "Your what?" said the dad. "I want to spread some love on my pancake. Mummy said it was sweet." "Daddy said you can't spread love on a pancake. That's ridiculous." And the boy was already off trying to find someone else who might help him. Well, he stormed up and down the house until he found his older sister. And he came up to her and he said, "Look, I don't want any kisses. I don't want any hugs. I just want some love for my pancake." She said, "What?" "Well, Mum and Dad don't understand. I just want some love because Mummy said it was very sweet. So I want to spread some love on my pancake. Can you get me some love? I really want to try it." His older sister, she was very, very nice. She was a lovely sister. She looked at him for a long while and she said, "Sit down." So he sat on the edge of her bed and she pulled up a chair. And she looked at him again and she said, "You know, you are the loveliest little brother that I think anyone could ever have." And then she told him all the things about him that she loved. The way that sometimes he'd make her toast and bring it up to her when she was in bed. The way that he laughed sometimes in such a funny way that she couldn't help laughing too. The way that sometimes he got so excited about eating bread and jam that he got it all over his face, and that was so funny that it always cheered her up. The way that he was always asking questions. Questions that made her start asking questions too. She loved that. The way that he was just her little brother and she wouldn't give him up for anything in the world. And she went on and on and on like this, telling him all the ways that him being around made her life sweeter than it would be otherwise. And the longer she went on, the more things she told him, why, the warmer and the sweeter he felt inside. Until he felt like his heart was bursting with happiness to hear how much she loved him. Well, by the time she'd finished, he was so full of love that he went back down to the kitchen, he made himself a pancake, and he didn't bother spreading anything on it at all. He was so full of love that he didn't need any more sweetness. He just ate his pancake as it was. And it was the best pancake that he thought he had ever, ever tasted.